peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Blessed is our God, who is now and ever, and to ages of ages. May the Lord direct your steps. May the Lord God remember you in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Bless Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for the salvation
Lord
of our
God,
souls,
that power is incomparable, thy glorious and comprehensible, thy mercy is immeasurable, thy love for man is inexpressible, O God, and us with thy holy house. Pity, O Master, impart thy riches, thy mercy,
world,
thy passion,
the welfare,
and to those who pray with us.
Of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. Metropolitan Tigon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate of Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
city, every city and countryside, for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. To remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made to the king.
As the prayers of the Theotokos, O Savior, say.
My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
As the prayers of the Theotokos, O Savior, save us.
Full of grace are thy lips.
As the prayers of the Theotokos, O Savior, save us.
Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever.
As the prayers of the Theotokos, O Savior, save us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
And the prayers of the Theotokos, O Savior, save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever, Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our
gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, in thy glory and in thy beauty.
O Son of God, carry in the arms of Simeon the righteous, save us who sing to thee. Alleluia.
Bend thy bow and prosper and reign.
O Son of God,
thine eyes, arrows are sharper, O mighty, thy people shall be subdued under thee. Thou shalt pierce the heart of the king's enemies.
O Son of God, carried in the arms of Simeon the righteous, save us who sing to thee.
The scepter of thy kingdom is a righteous scepter.
O Son of God, carried in the arms of Simeon the righteous, save us who sing to thee. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
Only
begotten Son and immortal Word of God,
who for our salvation is built to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change is become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit,
in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
Thy father's
heart. Rejoice.
Virgin Theotokos, full of grace, O Mia, the Son of Righteousness of Christ our God, enlightening those who sat in darkness, rejoice and be glad, O righteous Elder.
Among the people shall entreat thy favor.
Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, full of grace. From thee shall the Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, enlightening those who sat in darkness. Rejoice and be glad, O righteous
in all generations.
Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, full
of grace.
From thee shall the Son of
O Master, Lord our God, who is appointed in heaven orders and hosts of angels and archangels for the service of thy glory, grant that with our entrance there may be an entrance of holy angels serving with us and glorifying thy goodness. For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Blessed Master, the Holy Entrance.
Blessed is the entry of the Holy Ones, holy now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Wisdom arise, let us attend.
The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he revealed in the sight of the Gentiles. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thou didst come down
from on high, merciful Savior, and accepted the oath for 3 days, that thou mightest free us from our passions. O Lord, our life and resurrection,
Holy God, who dost rest in the saints, were hymned by the seraphim and the thrice holy, glorified by the cherubim, worshipped by every heavenly power, who have nothing else but all things into being, has created man after thy own likeness, and has adored him with that every gift, who gave us this wisdom and understanding, who does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation, who has vouchsafed to us the humble and unworthy servants, even this hour to stand before the glory of that holy altar, to offer worship and praise. Which are due unto thee thyself, O Master, accept even from the mouths of sinners the thrice holy hymn and visit us in thy goodness. Forgive us every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary. Sanctify our souls and bodies. Enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life through the intercessions of the Holy Theotokos and all the saints through the beginning of the world, been well pleasing unto thee. That's the now and ever.
By thy nativity, thou didst sanctify the virgin's womb.
Bless, Master, the time of the threshold.
And bless the beings, hands, O Christ, God. Now thou hast come and saved us through love. Grant peace to all orthodox Christians, only
let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O holy art thou, our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear all. Master, the high place.
For blessed art thou on the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, thou that sittest upon the cherubim, always, now, and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Peace be unto all.
Wisdom. Attend.
My son Timothy, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptance, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise thy youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the priesthood. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy progress may be manifest to all. Now beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Here indeed, mortal men receive tithes, but there he hath witnessed that he lives. And as it may be said, even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that should rise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity, there is also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man stands at the altar, for it is evident that our Lord will
has to be Hebrews.
There arises another priest who is made not according to the law of a carnal commandment, but according to the power of an indissoluble life. For he testified, "Thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek."
Peace be unto the reader.
Wisdom.
Pray and thank you. Let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to God our Savior. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy glorious, laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us attend, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
Is from the Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, the parents of the child Jesus brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks unto the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he is gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Peace be unto thee, who has proclaimed the Holy Gospel. Happens when one's being a bit frightful.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Amen. One of the most famous passages in Shakespeare comes from one of his comedies called As You Like It. And a character says these words. It says, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. Have you heard that? Yeah. This morning we have a confluence of two really important things in the church. We have one of our 12 great feasts, the meeting of the Lord in the temple. And this also happens to be Zacchaeus Sunday, the church's early warning system that Lent is approaching. Next Sunday we begin the Lenten Triodion, so in about 4 weeks we will be embarked on the journey of Lent together. But today we have the blessing of this feast of February 2nd falling on a Sunday. And so I want to look at what these two gospel readings may have in common. They're both presenting to us encounters with the Lord, encounters with Christ. And there's differences, but there's similarities too. So I wanted to look at that. Let's start with Simeon. Now, Simeon, we're told, is a devout and righteous man in Jerusalem who's been waiting. He's apparently of great old age. We're not told exactly how old. But if you look at the icons, he looks pretty venerable. And he's been waiting because he was told by the Spirit he would not die until he sees the Lord's Christ. And he was led by the Spirit into the temple on that day. February 2nd is 40 days exactly from Nativity, from the 25th of December, because that was the period of purification. So the law of Moses stipulated that after the birth of a child, you'd come in after 40 days, so the mother and the child both would be purified. Now there's some irony here, because neither the Lord nor his mother was impure in any way. The fathers say her birth was such that there was no impurity involved, her conception was such that there was no impurity involved, so neither of them needed purification. And yet the passage says when the time for their purification according to the law of Moses came, they brought him to Jerusalem. So some people have asked, well, who's being purified here? Who needs purification? Of course, it's not them. It's who the Lord comes in contact with. It's always us who needs to be purified. Even righteous Simeon and even the prophetess Anna, it was for their purification. That's the first thing about an encounter with Christ, is that it's really going to be about us and what he's going to be able to do for us. He doesn't need to be pure. He already is, of course. But the other thing about both Simeon and Anna is that they were prepared to receive him. Simeon had been a righteous and devout man who was inspired by the Holy Spirit and held on to that grace and was ready for that momentous occasion when he held Christ in his arms. Think about this. This is a man who's about ready to make his exit from the stage of life. And he's holding this infant, the God-man, who just made his entrance onto the stage of world history and will change everything about world history. There's never been anyone who entered the story of human life and did nothing is the same. The plot of our own lives, everything has been changed by the entry of this God-man. So we have this remarkable scene where we have this infant and we have this old man, and they're converging. And he says those famous words, right, that we say every Vespers, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He is holding the Lord life and death, and he's given this great peace. So this encounter, he was prepared for it, and it brought him peace. He wasn't afraid to die. He was ready to go at that moment. That's something that we can take heart in. He's not afraid to die. "Lord, let us now thy servant depart in peace. I'm ready to go. In you." The Father say peace is an important word. Like in our litanies, we say, "In peace, let us pray to the Lord." That quite literally means in Christ, in Jesus Christ, because he is the peace that God gives to us. Through the Holy Spirit, we're praying to Christ and through him and in peace. So when Simeon says, "Lettest thou thy servant depart in peace," that means that the love and light and life of Christ is what's taking away any fear and giving him a passageway into the next life. How about Anna? We don't have direct speech from her. So probably the gospel writer Luke didn't have access to a source with somebody who wrote down exactly what she said. He's got a lot of direct quotation earlier in his book. You know, we have Mary's song, we have Zechariah, we have a lot of things he quotes really well. But he must not have had any material for Anna, but he paraphrases what he was told she said. She gave thanks to God, and then she proclaimed him to those who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. Thanksgiving and proclamation. All right, let's look at the second gospel, though. That's another encounter with Christ that happened a lot later, probably 30-plus years later, when Jesus is a well-known rabbi. He has disciples and followers, and he has some people that are curious about him. Zacchaeus is one of those people who was curious enough about the Lord that he wanted to get a look at him, right? And so he climbed up the sycamore tree when the crowd was going to pass that way. So we all know Zacchaeus as the man who climbed the tree, and which was important. And the reason that it sort of sets up our Lenten journey is that it shows purposefulness, or this desire to see the Lord, something that we all want to cultivate as we enter into Lent. But what we really want to applaud him for is that he was willing to come down from the tree. Because he could have stayed in the tree, I suppose. It's kind of safe up there. You could hide behind the leaves. You're kind of above everything. You don't have to commit. I think a lot of us maybe have been tempted at various times in our life to be like up in a tree and kind of check it out from a distance, whether it's the church or the Lord himself, and sort of like know something about it, but not really get down and experience the costliness of an encounter with Christ. Because the thing about Zacchaeus we see, that's a very costly encounter, right? It's it's going to give him immeasurable blessings, but it's going to cost him basically every bit of money that he had. He says that he's going to give half of his money to the poor, and if he's defrauded anybody, he's going to pay it back fourfold. So the fathers say basically it's going to zero out the ledger. He's going to have nothing left, no money. He was willing to invite the Lord into the part of his soul where he kept his bank account. He didn't keep him out of any room of his soul, and he was willing to make that change, and his heart changed. So an encounter with the Lord can bring a transformation that we can see based on Zacchaeus' response. He was willing to do something about it and take himself away from this sort of control and comfort that he had with all of this money and power. Think of the heart that it took to do his job. He was so despised because of the way he extorted people and took more than was necessary and sort of betrayed his own people on behalf of the oppressing Romans. You know, he was despised, and that's why it says they all murmured when the Lord, said he wanted to go into Zacchaeus' house. That includes the disciples
probably because they were there too. Nobody thought it was a good idea, but the Lord, he diverts the hostility away from Zacchaeus and he takes it on himself. So an encounter with Christ could be costly to him too in a way. But Zacchaeus' heart was changed. He was generous, you know, he was joyful. That's not the man that they knew. He had more of a pure heart. He was purified in the same way that Anna and Simeon were. He was purified. His heart was more childlike, pure. And this reminds me of a story I can tell about one of my kids because they're not here today. And it's my son, John. Now, when he was about six, I took John down to St. Herman's Monastery on a trip. And with us came some friends from the parish and a man and a couple of his children, I think. So maybe it was five or six of us when we drove down there for a visit. And on the way back, we were going to stop in Ashland on the way home. And John took me aside. He was about six. And he said, "Dad, you know," he said, "you know, when we stop, I'd like to buy hot chocolate for everybody. Could I do that?" I said, "Sure, yeah, that'd be nice." To me, that's a child's heart. He didn't have much money, but he wanted to buy everybody something. You know, it's like, I'll never forget that. That's just what a child can do. And the Lord, didn't he say, "Unless you become like children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven"? Didn't he say that I want you to be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves? How do we become pure? How do we become innocent? Because we're not. But we need to get back there. So there's a curious sort of reversal as we age. Through the grace of God, as St. Paul says, although our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. So we can curiously grow younger through the encounter with God, through the purification that he gives us. Do you know C.S. Lewis's book called The Voyage of the Dawn Treader in the Chronicles of Narnia? If you know the story, you know that they're sailing, the kids are sailing on the eastern seas of Narnia towards the utter east of that world. And they stop at an island and they meet this venerable man, it seems, and he's got a long silver beard and super long silver hair. And he kind of looks probably like Simeon looked in the temple, you know. And they're observing him from afar, and just as the sun rises, they see a flock of white birds come directly from the sun. And Lucy gets a little glimpse amidst all of the action. She sees one bird go right up to his mouth and put something that looked like a hot coal into his mouth. And then they all eventually flew away, and the kids later met him. And guess what? They found out he wasn't a person. He was a retired star, right? He was a star at rest. He had been in the Narnian sky for a long time, you know, like Orion or Betelgeuse or Rigel or something. So his name is Ramandu. And he got so old that he had to come down and live on this island near the utter east. But what he told the children was this: every day, he said, the birds come from the valley of the sun, and one takes what they call a fireberry and puts it in his mouth every day. He said he gets one of those every day, and he grows younger. He said, "I'm going to get that until I'm as young as the baby born yesterday, and I'm going to rise again for the great dance into the sky." What a beautiful image of what an encounter with Jesus Christ can do. It's going to make us grow younger until it's time for our exit from the stage of this life, and we don't have to do it with fear because he's going to be with us. Now, if you know that story, it probably calls to mind what we know about the prophet Isaiah, how he was called, his vision, you know, the chapter 6 of Isaiah. The fathers loved Isaiah. They called him the fifth evangelist. You know, they really liked him because he had so many prophecies around the Lord. But when he was called to be a prophet, remember, he saw a vision of the Lord lifted up on a throne high in the temple, and there were seraphim around, the angels. They were singing the thrice holy hymn, and he felt a deep compunction, right? He felt like, you know what St. Peter said that one time? He said, "Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man." That's what Isaiah felt like. He said he was looking at the Lord. He's hearing the thrice holy hymn. He sees the angel. He says, "Woe is me, a man of unclean lips, from a people of unclean lips." He's deeply repentant and contrite. But just at that moment, an angel comes from the altar with a live coal from the altar in tongs and places it on his lips and says, "Behold, your sins are taken away. Your iniquities are forgiven." And then he is deputized by God to speak on his behalf. Then he can be a prophet. then he has been purified from an encounter with the live coal from the altar. Okay, we obviously can see a figure of Holy Communion there, because that's very similar to what we are told when we receive the body and blood of Christ. Therefore, the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. But what you may not know is that the fathers also see that Isaiah passage as a type of the antitype that happens in the meeting in the temple. Because the live coal, of course, is the Christ child. And the Theotokos is the seraphim, and her arms are the tongs, and she places him in his hands. And he's purified, and that's when he speaks that beautiful prayer that we sing. Just like Isaiah was purified to speak, so too was Simeon purified to speak. Well, what about us? How do we encounter the Lord? Obviously, through Holy Communion, we know that's efficacious. We know that he's there. However, we do have to prepare. It can't be something we happen into. Because one thing I didn't mention about Simeon is that he didn't just say the beautiful song that we sing in Vespers. He also had some extra words for the Theotokos. Remember, after he did his first exclamation, the lyrics that we sing, it says that he turned and blessed Joseph and Mary, which in itself is a shattering thing to say, because we know the greater always blesses the lesser. It's hard to understand. But there's some greatness that he had from that encounter with Christ, that he could even bless the Theotokos and Joseph. And then he turns to Mary in particular, right? And you remember what he says? Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This is kind of enigmatic. It's a difficult saying, you know. I don't know of any song that was made out of this. Maybe it was just a little too complex, too spicy. But there's some really interesting prophetic words here. The one I wanted to focus in on is simply this. This child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel. We don't have to think any further than Golgotha. Think of that. The good thief is humble and repentant and contrite. He's on the cross next to the Lord. And he's saying, he's telling the other thief that was kind of blaspheming and being hard-hearted and being callous and being cold. He says to that thief, the good thief says, hey, what are you doing? We deserve to be here. He doesn't. He's done nothing wrong. That good thief was ready for an encounter with the Lord. And he says those memorable words that we say repeatedly in divine liturgy. He says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a great thing he gave us there. Because the Lord says, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. That is someone who encountered the Lord and rose. And the bad thief is the thief who encountered him and fell. And as you know, the crossbar is pointing up, because the good thief is rising, and then the bad thief is stuck in his own rejection of the Lord, his rejection of repentance, his refusal to soften his own heart. And so it's a serious thing to encounter the Lord. It's not something we take lightly. We want to prepare, and we want to be ready. And we also want to be willing to be transformed and be carried away from our comfort, whether it's money or something else. You know, when the Lord called Zacchaeus, the son of Abraham, that's a pretty sobering thing, because Abraham was called to leave everything behind, his home, his security, his family, and he was called into a walk of faith. He didn't know where he was going to go. And I think Zacchaeus had to leave behind a lot of security as well. A big bank account can bring a certain kind of security, I imagine. But you know what happened to him? He became a disciple. He's one of the 70 disciples of Christ that we commemorate. He traveled with St. Peter on missionary journeys. Eventually, Zacchaeus became a bishop in Caesarea. That's a hard job. But he was a son of Abraham. He was called to leave the security behind. And with a beautiful sort of childlike heart of generosity, he started that journey on that very day that the Lord called him down. All right. So then, we meet the Lord in Holy Communion, but that's not it. The thing is, like, an encounter or a meeting is an important thing, but what the church is ultimately calling us to is a relationship, which is not just a once-a-week deal, a one-off periodically. It's a all-the-time thing. And that's a strong
That's a strong prescription, because that means we have to be cognizant of our conscience and the state of our heart at any given time. Because any time is the right time to encounter him if we're open to it, if we're ready to receive him. St. Tikhon of Zadonk says, when we pray, we talk to God, and when we read the Gospels, he talks to us. So we've got to avail ourselves of ways of being in a relationship with him. And it's a long, slow process for us to be able to become the kind of people that can really relate to him and understand him and want to be around him and be able to be around him a lot, you know. And so that's the process of growing younger. And so thank God we're here, and we can start to, again, participate in this process of an encounter with our Lord. So may he give us a desire to imitate these holy people, like Simeon and Anna and Zacchaeus and Isaiah, and even the good thief, so that when we meet him, we will be prepared. And until that day, let's keep on our lips the great words, "Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom." Amen. Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy,
Again we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, and for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, Elaine, Chris, and Tammy, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
Oh.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom. Paci mirum gospero pomolim sia.
Gospodi pomilu.
Zastupi spasi pomilui, sucrini nas poja tui blagodatiu.
Gospodi pomilu.
Premudro.
Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. which will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. Love one another that with one mind we may confess.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Christ in our midst, good morning.
Christ in our midst. One in essence and in
Christ in our midst. The doors in wisdom let us attend.
One God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, giver of life who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of
up again, dost not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven. Let us endow us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all the things of which we know and the things we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands, although there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged and many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are
the love of the world is to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up to the life of the world, to a friend in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks, blessed it, hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sin. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sin. Ascension into heaven, to sitting at the right hand, and thy second glorious coming. Thine own of thine own we offer unto thee, in behalf of all and for all.
bread.
Amen. Bless Master the Holy Cup.
For that which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy
Son. Amen. Bless both, Master.
Making this change by thy most holy spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith. Our forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, and prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Death of us, and ever Virgin Mary.
All the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altars a sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us and return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray.
Lord,
our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O Lord.
Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. Vasha Gospodeve preklonitie. Let us attend. Divine Mass of the Holy Bread. Thank you.
Amen. The warmth of faith of the Holy Spirit. Warmth of faith of the Holy Spirit. Warmth of faith of the Holy Spirit. Warmth of faith of the Holy Spirit.
Consternation, men are all vain in
hope. I will receive the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his bounty to me? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Therefore I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my sins, death is voluntary and involuntary, word and deed and knowledge and ignorance.
I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
Of thy mystical shepherd, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicator, for I will not reveal the mystery to thy name, nor will I give thee a kiss as a gift, but I should teach, for I should touch thee, remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy mystery judgment and condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Behold, I draw near unto our mortal King and God. Give unto me, Master, the precious and holy blood of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. God and with faith and love draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us.
I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the living God, who is come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like a thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mystery be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
What
hath he done.
Amen.
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord in heaven is his throne. His eyes are set upon the poor man. His eyelids examine the sons of men.
Amen.
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 Let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee. We call on thy name. Come, all ye faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection. For by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, the new Jerusalem. The glory of the Lord is shown in you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion. Be radiant, O pure Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son. For Christ, great and most holy Pascha, wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, Lord, the sins of all those who have remembered here by thy precious blood through the prayers of all thy saints. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Master, Lord God, who didst send forth thy only begotten Son and love us into the world, born of a woman, born under the law, so as to redeem them that were under the law and having beforehand announced by the Spirit his presence to the elder Simeon, him being present, and thou having informed him, do thou thyself bless thine unworthy servants with thine illumination, and accept our entreaties, as thou didst the confession of the prophetess Anna, and vouchsafe us to enfold with noetic embraces thine incarnate Logos, and to be called sanctified temples of thine all Holy Spirit. Bless, O Lord, those our bishops, and bless also even our enemies, so that in us also may be glorified thy majestic name. Of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from henceforth and forevermore. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In the Lord shall my soul be praised. Let them be here and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my tribulations. Come unto him and be enlightened, and your faces shall not be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his tribulations. The angel of the Lord will encamp round about them that fear him, and will deliver them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that hopeth in him. O fear the Lord, all ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Rich men have turned poor and gone hungry, but they that seek the Lord shall not be deprived of any good thing.
Blessings of the Lord be upon thee, whose grace is love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, O Christ God, our hope. Glory be to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father, bless.
May he ordain to be carried in the arms of righteous Simeon for our salvation, Christ our true God. Through the prayers of his most pure Mother, the Holy Ghost, along with the apostles, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind.
Amen. His beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the rest, the President of the United States of America and all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, preserve them for many years. Many years, many years, many years. No gaieta, no gaieta, no gaieta.
In darkness, rejoice, and be glad, O righteous elder. Thou didst accept in thine arms a redeemer of souls, who grants us the resurrection.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, full of grace. From thee shall the Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, enlightening those who sat in darkness. Rejoice, and be glad, O righteous elder. Thou didst accept in thine arms the redeemed.
ages of ages. Amen.
Rejoice, O Virgin Theotokos, gospel of grace. From thee shall the Son of Righteousness, Christ our God, enlightening those who sat in darkness. Rejoice and be glad, O righteous elder. Thou didst accept in thine arms the Redeemer of our souls, who grants us the resurrection.
Jesus called this week, and he's really found that he's been totally unable to connect with people in this family. coming, and the bookstore is going to be making a order for icons soon. So if anybody has any particular icons that they would like to get, you can come, and I have a book you can look through, or you can just let me know. Thank you.
Thank thee, O Lord my God, for thou hast not rejected me a sinner, but hast made me to be a worthy partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to commune of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries for the good and sanctification of our souls and bodies, let them be for the healing of soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of our eyes, the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, and the receiving of thy divine grace, the attaining of thy divine kingdom, preserved by them in holiness. May I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, O Master and Benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of mankind, preserve me under thy protection beneath the shadow of thy wings. Enable me even to my last breath to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food. O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy, consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions, cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body, illumine my five senses, and nail me to a fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one Spirit, and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion, flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers and thy love, O my Christ, and make me thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thine own pure mother and of all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of the most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, you that gave birth to true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, you that gave birth to the fountain of immortality. Have mercy on me, O loving Mother of the merciful God. Grant me compunction and contrition of heart, humility in my thoughts, and release from the slavery of my own reasoning. And enable me, even to my last breath, to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries. For the healing of the soul and body, grant me tears of repentance and confession, that I may glorify you all the days of my life. For you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility, teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the word Christ our God to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord of mercy, 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 Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word, true Theotokos, we magnify you. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Thank you.
happiness and help bring them back again to safety and tranquility. And grant that they may fulfill all their good purpose and to thy good pleasure favorably to thy glory. For thine it is to show mercy to save us, and to thee to be a struck glory together with thy Father, who is no beginning, that all will be good in life, bringing the Spirit and never to ages of ages. Amen. May the Lord bless you out of Zion, and so shalt thou behold the good things of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. May he direct thy journey in peace and the way of this holy day.